JJ, what is a double tap?
A double tap attack is a tactic that terrorists have been using for years. It's a situation where the perpetrator launches an attack and waits for the first responders to arrive on the scene. And then they launch another attack on the very same place where the first responders are. It's a particularly heinous and ruthless method of attacking because it's clearly designed to kill innocent people. This is the third double tap that Russia's employed in the last couple of weeks. So it's clearly a result of Moscow seeing that it can increase the death toll, and they're using this tactic anyway. What makes this situation all the more desperate is that Ukraine's president, Volodymyr Zelensky, said they couldn't prevent the attack today because they don't have the air defenses to do it, something that clearly the U.S. could provide if the U.S. Congress would allow the money to get through.
Why is Russia doing this?
Why is Russia doing this? They're doing it because they can, because they know Ukraine can't deal with it at the moment. They know Ukraine is struggling to get weapons. It's struggling to get the kind of systems that it needs to do so many things to defend against Russia. They are simply trying to blow up the bandwidth for Ukraine, essentially to overwhelm them, to give them something else that they need to deal with that they can't deal with. And this is very simply, as I mentioned, a tactic that's taken from terror groups. It's a very simple tactic, but it's a very heinous, it's a very cynical, and it's a very ugly tactic that Russia knows has no place when it comes to the tactics or the rules of engagement in war.
How does a country like Ukraine defend against something like this?
Dmitry, there's only one way to defend against a double tap, because you can't predict when it's going to happen. You can't really predict who is going to use that tactic if you have a situation with an adversary like a Russia or some random terror group. You have to take their ability to attack you away. And that's what Ukraine's problem is right now. They don't have the air defense systems that they need to stop Russia from doing something like this, because what they're doing is launching missiles and drones. And if those missiles and drones find their targets, they explode, people are hurt, people die. Of course, first responders are going to show up. And if they show up, then they launch another one just as they see them coming to the scene. So the only way to defend against this is to take Russia's ability to do it away.
JJ, how does a situation like this impact the very vital work of emergency services professionals in Ukraine?
The impact of a double tap attack is clear and it's immediate. The people who respond to the scene to help those victims of the first attack find themselves victims as well. And what that does is it makes it difficult to care for anybody if the first responders are injured. And for those first responders who survive and those who are still arriving, it makes them cautious. It makes them concerned about whether or not they ought to be there. And that's not something that first responders should be feeling in a situation like that. It's more stress, more trouble, and more strain for them. And it's a war crime, plain and simple. It essentially defies the 1949 Geneva Convention.
Will Russia, as brazen as it is, ever have to pay for crimes such as this?
Well, you know, Dmitry, unless there is a dramatic change to the world order, Russia's going to have to pay for these war crimes. And even though Russia, China, Iran, and perhaps North Korea want to change that world order, it's not likely to happen because there are a lot of common sense, sensible people around the world who recognize that being an aggressor like Russia and these other countries doesn't pay, and they don't want any part of it. They would prefer to live a peaceful, calm, law-abiding, good global citizen type of life in their countries and running their countries. And they recognize that aggressors like this, they come along ever so often. All you have to do is look back through history. There have always been regimes like this. They always have to pay, sooner or later. I can't say when, but one day they're going to have to pay.